Let's head on over to the Vision Home Loans Newsline. We are joined by Master Trooper Gary Cutler. And today, Master Trooper, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Today, we are going to tackle the subject of seatbelt use. You know, it's hard to believe in this day and age that people are still failing to buckle up.
It is, you know, and unfortunately, Colorado is below the national average of seatbelt use, and so we're always trying to get that push up. And we do a lot of pushing and saying, make sure you wear those, make sure you wear them correctly. And yet we still do have a lot of people that aren't wearing them. And I don't want people to have to do it by experience and go, oh, wow, that was awful. I need to wear my seatbelt now. So utilize us as that forum to let you know that it does work and it's going to help you save your life.
And I know there was a big campaign over the summer to get motorists to buckle up. It was called the State to State Buckle Up campaign. And I understand some 4,000 citations were handed out for people who were not wearing seatbelts.
We did. And, you know, we thought that was a pretty successful campaign because we had other states helping us around our area as well as theirs to make sure people were wearing them. And unfortunately, sometimes people go, well, you're just doing this for revenue. And we're absolutely not. The revenue is nothing to us on that. What we want is people to be safe. And it just comes down to being able to, like, for one, with your kids, making sure that those safety seats are incorrectly or in your seats correctly, and that you are making sure that they're safe as well as you. And it's also your chance to be able to show by an example of how to wear those, make sure that you have them on and that everybody's going to be safe in case there is a crash.
Right. Because when it comes to the research, it's pretty plain that seatbelts save lives, right?
They do, you know, and I try to tell people, we're not saying it's the cure-all, you know, there are still chances, but they're so rare that you're going to come out much better. So you might be beaten up a little bit, but you're going to be alive. Sometimes I've seen people completely unscathed in some terrible crashes because they had those seatbelts on. So it's just one of those things. Put them on, and we'll be just tickled to death not to have freight tickets on that.
Right. And certainly in reporting on the accidents that we have out there, it's just, especially when you hear about a younger child who was not buckled up, who died in a crash. I mean, it just breaks your heart because that is a loss that a family has to endure and has to endure knowing that maybe there might have been something that could have been done to prevent it.
Absolutely, you know, and I've been there on those scenes where I've had to notify people that they've lost somebody because of that. It's hard on us, it's hard on them, and it's a scar that's going to stay with them for life. And yet, you know, seatbelts are not uncomfortable, they really aren't. So just make sure it's a habit to put them on. I'm to a point where in my life that, you know, if I don't have it on, it feels weird. So that's what it'd be like it to be for everybody else.
I remember early on in doing these campaigns, back before it was mandatory, I remember that one officer mentioned that he would tell people, you know, it's not mandatory right now, but you really should buckle up. And I remember him saying, because you don't want to orphan your kids. And I thought that was a really powerful message.
It is, you know, and we've had some recent times where we've had some families where I've seen them completely split. Half of them died, half of them didn't, you know, because of seatbelt use. And, you know, that is such a, I can't even imagine having to deal with that. And so why anybody would want to actually challenge that or risk it is beyond me, especially with the technology we have in these vehicles now, like you were saying. So it's something that we really, really want to push because we want everybody to be safe out there.
All right. Well, an important safety message from Colorado State Patrol's Master Trooper Gary Cutler. And thank you again for joining us as you do every month. We'll look forward to November.
All right. Thank you. I'll be there.